Adam. It's a privilege to be here this morning to celebrate the goodness and the mercy of our Lord. Amen? And thank you. It is a very special occasion. It is not easy to say a farewell to a friend, to a closer brother, to a family that we love so much. Nevertheless, it's also a joyful occasion as well. We know that God will be with them as he has been with us throughout these 11 years having you around. So thank you again. Thank you for your ministry. I'm going to read the passage. It's a very well-known passage in Genesis chapter 12. Voy a leer un pasaje en Génesis capítulo 12, si lo pueden encontrar allí. Sorry, I will be going back and forth some of the parts of the sermon in Spanish for my congregation, so bear with them, please. So Genesis 12, verses 1 through 5. The Lord has said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. And I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all people on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham left, as the Lord told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all his possessions they have accumulated, and the people they have acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Tomó pues Abraham a Sarai, su mujer, y a su hijo, y a su, al hijo de su hijo Lot, y todos fueron a la tierra de Canaán, y a la tierra de Canaán llegaron. So, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we just ask you to be with us as we meditate on your word. Give us the wisdom, Lord. Give us the clear minds so we can comprehend what is it that you have for us today. In Jesus we pray. Amen. It seems like yesterday, probably for most of you, when Pastor Sam and Ashley arrived to this church. And probably you remember his sermons and his anecdotes and his stories. But what a wonderful 11 years has been for the church. Amen? Probably you remember how many children they bring when they came in. Probably you remember if Pastor Sam had some hair. How many dogs. Probably you didn't realize how talented he was with the piano, right? With the music, because he's a combo, a preacher and a musician. How good can that be, right? This is awesome. So thank you, Pastor Sam, for the answering the call to this church for these many years. Probably we forget about his first sermon, about the most well-known anecdotes of his. But something that we keep in mind, and probably that he wants us to remember, is his love and his passion for the Word of God. A faithful preacher to the Word. And that is something that we can really appreciate in a minister. It is not easy to say goodbye to a congregation. I have been in his shoes. It's not that easy. Because you have been invested your whole life. And not only your own life, but your own family as well, into a congregation. Countless hours sacrificing so many things to serve the church, because that's the call that we receive from God. It's not easy for a family to say, okay, Lord, here we go again, right? It's not easy. It is not easy also for the church to see a friend, to see a brother, to see a shepherd, someone who spent hours praying for us, counseling us, leading us in worship. It's not easy. No, no es fácil cuando un pastor tiene que irse a un lugar. Porque hemos invertido nuestro corazón, nuestra mente, nuestra propia familia en amar a la iglesia. Pero también no es fácil para la iglesia porque al mismo tiempo se va alguien a quien amas, alguien con quien usted ha hecho una relación profunda, alguien que ha tolerado, que le ha guiado, que le ha sustentado, que le ha amonestado, alguien a quien usted le ha tenido que tener paciencia también. It's not easy. It is not easy. But changes are normal. It's part of life. And wanted or not, we all have been changing every single day, every single year. It is not easy to change. It is. You are right. It is not easy. But it's so necessary because that's the way we grow. That's the way we mature. We love little kids, but we don't want them to stay little, right? No, we don't. We want them to grow, to be strong, to be self-sufficient. We want them to grow. It's exactly the same thing. We want the church to grow as well. And we grow with them. But the question probably today, maybe not in most of you, maybe it is, but maybe in the family of Pastor Sam is, why do we have to move? Everything goes so well here. Don't you see? The church loves us, right? I have my friends here. Why do we have to move? Maybe it's not the question in the kids, but probably in the pastor's wife. Why? So far. Florida is far away. I can tell you that. It's hot. If you think this is hot, you better wait a little bit. And probably it's in Pastor Sam's as well. Will they accept me in the same way this church? Will they love me? So many questions. It is a journey. It is a journey together, that's for sure. We are in a journey together. Pastor Sam's family and as well the church. And with that title in mind, a journey together, let's meditate in what the Bible says. Genesis 12:1 starts by saying like this. The Lord has said to Abraham, go from your country, your people, your father's household to the land I will show you. El Señor llama a Abraham y le dice, vete de tu tierra y de tu parentela. Vete de la casa de tu padre a la tierra que yo te mostraré. It seems like God is establishing a tomb for Abraham's life, for his family. And it's not only for his family, but for his other relatives. This is the tomb. Leave your country, leave your people, leave your family. It seems like there is two paths that begins right there. I am wondering, how was it that Abraham came to Sarai and said, you know what? Pack your things, we are moving. Solo me imagino cómo fue que Abraham vino y le dijo a Sarai, empaque sus cosas que nos vamos. We are on the move. I don't know how Abraham came and said to the children, you know what? Say goodbye to your friends because we are on the way somewhere else. Something that Abraham has very clear in his mind was that God was in control of everything. He is the one who sets the tomb. He is the one who sets the path for Abraham. He doesn't even ask him, do you want to go to Canaan? There is no questions there. It's a call. It's a direct call by God. You must go. No hay preguntas. Un mandato es. Vete de tu tierra y de tu parentela. It's like a mandate. It's a command. Go. And we know when that happens. When that happens, you just have to say, how far? You don't even ask where. You know that God is setting the tone for your trip, for your journey. I am wondering if Abraham had any fear. We just know that Abraham knew the God a little bit. But we don't know before this chapter 12 how much Abraham followed the Lord of the universe. We don't know that. From the knowledge we have, Ur was a region of much idolatry. It was a pagan country. But leaving family, language, culture, and people, friends, was something else. Leaving what was familiar to him, to go to the unknown, to go into an adventure, to a journey, I wonder, how did he felt? In many cases, it's an adventure. It's nice, let's see what happens. If you have a place to go back, right? It's nice to go on a trip and vacations because you know that you will be back. But in some journeys, you don't know that. You don't know that. I'm wondering what was in Abraham's mind. And we, as pastors, sometimes we go through the same questions. Will I be able to lead another congregation the way God used me here? How will they respond to my ministry? Probably Abraham was saying, will I be able to start again? 75 years old. He was 75 years old. How can I start from the scratch? Can I be useful? Will my abilities will be enough to make this other place grow and prosper? Quizás la idea de Abraham cuando recibe el mandato es, ¿seré capaz? Las preguntas que se hacía. ¿El Señor me usará igual? ¿Podré lograrlo? But Abraham was obedient to the point of leaving everything, everything that was familiar to him, to go to the unknown. If God is the one who calls us, there is nothing to fear, right? Nothing to fear. Yeah, right. You don't know. We are humans. We embrace the call because it is God. It is God to open doors. And he will be with us. We are sure of that. No matter what, he will be with us. He will be with Pastor Sam. And also he will be with us as congregation that stays here. And the second lesson that we learn in this passage has to do with the purpose. God, what he does is always with a purpose in mind. And verses 2 says, "And I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing to others. Y haré de ti una gran nación. Y te bendeciré y engrandeceré tu nombre y serás bendición." That's the second lesson. God gives us a purpose. Dios nos da propósito. Dios nos da propósito. A blessing is a public declaration of favor and success. And that's what God is telling to Abraham. I will bless you. I will prosper you. If I go with you and you go with me, I will bless you. Si vas conmigo, si tú me acompañas en este camino que vamos, en esta aventura, te voy a bendecir. If you go with me in this adventure, in this journey, I will bless you. Your name will be great. And you will be a blessing to the nations. Tu nombre va a ser grande y su nombre, no solamente el suyo, sino el mío, va a ser bendición para las naciones. I will bless you. What a motivation. God joins Abraham, his purpose. You see, in this journey, there is a particular blessing to you. You see, the word used here is Barak. Barak means to bless, but not only to bless, but also to kneel, to spend time with somebody else, honoring that one. And that seems that God wants us to be blessed by him, to bless others. In this passage, that is the meaning. God promised to Abraham, I will bless the nations through you. I will bless the nations through you. It's not only for you the blessings to know who God is. Not only for you to know the promises of God and to live under his blessing, but also for you to share the blessings to others. Bless to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. All the nations of the earth will be blessed because of you. He was probably God telling Abraham, look, your name will be great. And we still talk about Abraham. And we still talk about his faith and his obedience. And we know where the seed of Abraham went to. Jesus, the Son of God, our Savior. Yes, he was a blessing to all the nations, even to us. Thousands of years later, he has been a blessing to us. Abraham. That's the purpose of God for us as well. To be blessed with his presence, but also to be a blessing to others. He will be the instrument. You will be the instrument, God seems to tell Abraham. You will be the instrument through who I want to bless all the nations of the earth. You see, that kind of prosperity, that kind of abundance comes from the hands of God. It is the result of living in the presence of this Almighty God who is calling us with this particular purpose. Go conquer the land. Go to a different place. Leave everything that you have. But you have to go. You have to be obedient. You have to step in faith to the next chapter of your life. What a challenge. Because that means you have to go out of your comfort zone. That means you have to leave everything. Dios llama a Abraham y le da propósito. Le da propósito. Le dice, tú serás bendecido para bendecir a otras naciones. Bendecido para bendecir a otras naciones. Te multiplicaré, te haré grande. Bendeciré a los que te bendicen. Y él estaba pensando quizás en Jesús, el Redentor nuestro, que venía a este mundo a través de la simiente de Abraham. Oh, Abraham ha sido bendición para nosotros. Abraham has been a blessing to us. Just as Pastor Sam has been a blessing to us as well. And we know Pastor Sam and Ashley, God will use you there. Anywhere you go, he has a purpose. He has opened doors for you. Yes, has he opened the doors for you right here? It is a call for him, but also for every one of us. We have a purpose, a mission to fulfill. And there is a third lesson that we find in this passage. God has set the destiny. And I love this verse 5 in this passage. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions he had accumulated, and the people they have acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Escuchen lo que dice la última parte del versículo 5. Salieron para ir a tierra de Canaán, y a tierra de Canaán llegaron. That is awesome. When God set not only a tone, not only a purpose, but a destiny, a clear destiny. You know, in my way to Florida, New York, I was in Florida State for 2 years. I was clear that God was calling me to Florida. And I went to Florida. I was obedient. 2 years there, knocking doors everywhere. And then there was a guy who said, Gilbert, there is a church in New York that, you know, may I sponsor you to start Hispanics ministry? New York, no, brother, I'm sorry, but I am tired of cold. I spent 6 winters in Michigan. I'm not going there anywhere. No. Here is okay. He said, come and visit us just 1 weekend. And then we talk. I came. And in the Exodus of the 17, do you know what is the sign says? Florida. I spent 2 years looking for that Florida. And when I arrived here, certainly it was like arriving at home. But it is great when you feel that that is your destiny, that you have arrived. Yes, so many things happens on the way, but it is awesome. And I sense that Abraham was with that kind of sense. Okay, God, I will follow you. Okay, God, I will listen to you. Okay, Lord, I am going to do it. I'm going to do it. And the word says that he stepped out to go to Haran, to go to the promised land. He stepped out of Haran with his family. He took everything he had and moved out of his comfort zone to a destiny that he didn't know yet, to a place that he didn't realize where was it. But he was willing to obey. They left for the land of Canaan. And Canaan, they arrive. When God set the tune, when God gives us a purpose, he blesses us with a clear conviction that there is a destiny for us, that there is a place that we have to arrive to. The point is that God has already prepared a place to welcome you, my brothers. Yes, yes. He did not get discouraged, Abraham. He did not get discouraged. Maybe a little bit tired. Maybe with some doubts. But on the way, probably God was showing him signs and wonders of his presence, of his continued presence to him. Just as he has done with you, brother. Absolutely. I am sure of that. Otherwise, you will not move from here. And today, for us as a church, what a blessing it is. We send this family knowing that God has blessed us through them to bless others. That's for sure. It's the same God who called Pastor Sam, that called Abraham, that called us as well. To go out of our comfort zone with purpose, with a purpose. To be blessed by God, by his presence, but also to bless others. To lead others to know him. To lead others to listen and to obey and to guide their life according to his will. That's our purpose. Our purpose is not just to shine ourselves, but to shine the light that we receive from God, our Savior. That's our purpose. And we will get to the destiny if we are obedient. If we listened to his voice calling us out of our comfort zone, be encouraged to do so. In the next few months, some of you will be called to do things that you never imagined. Lead a worship. Me? You have to lead the lesson. What? You have to. Be out of your comfort zone. There is a purpose. God wants to bless you and to be a blessing to others through you. You will arrive to the destiny, the desire, the place that God has prepared for you. That is for sure. Dios desea que cada uno de nosotros seamos obedientes y vayamos a ese lugar que Él nos ha preparado. Abraham salió de su tierra y llegó a la tierra de Canaán. A la tierra de Canaán. Ahí llegó. Sí, con conflictos, con dificultades, con problemas y todo lo demás. pero dejó su zona de confort y salió para ir a la tierra de Canaán. Y dice la Escritura que ahí llegó. Cuando Dios nos llama a caminar con Él, nos da eso. Él marca el paso, Él nos da propósito y nos da un destino adecuado. God has set the tune for us. God has given us a purpose. And God will take us to our destiny. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the challenge. And we thank you, Lord, for give us the comfort that you will be with us. We trust you, Lord. We trust our brother and his family into your hands. And we ask you, Lord, to continue using him as you have used him among us. May your grace continue blessing them. In Jesus we pray. Amen.